在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Glib Tongue English 4 Guidances.
Chapter 1. Before the Trip.
Unit 1. Welcoming guests at the airport. Conversation 1. Good evening, sir. Are you Mr. Jim Stewart from the States?
Yes, that's right.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Stewart. I'm the guy from Pacific Tour Agency.My name is Zhang Hua.
Hello, I was just looking for the guide.
I'm always at your service, sir. By the way, did you have a pleasant trip?
Not bad, but I've made too many flights these days. I could hardly remember how many takeoffs and landings I've been through these 3 days. I think we all feel a bit tired.
Well, shall we go to the hotel right now? I've already made a reservation for you.
Wonderful. I'm eager to take a sauna as soon as possible.
So we must get you to the hotel as soon as possible. I hope to see you refreshed and revitalized tomorrow morning as we are going to visit the Great Wall.
I'm sure we will. Actually, we are looking forward to seeing the Great Wonder.
Come this way, please. The coach is waiting outside.
Fine. Let's go.Conversation 2. You are from the travel agency, aren't you?
Yes. Are you Mr. James?
Yes, I am. Are you Miss Li from the travel agency?
That's right.
Do you mind telling me your name?
Of course not. My name is Li Ping. Is this all your baggage?
Yes, it is. I usually travel light.
Welcome to Hong Kong. I'll go and get the car. Could you please wait a few minutes?
Sure.And I'm glad to meet you. Thanks for your help.
And about having a child, but not just yet.
Is there a big generation gap between parents and their children in your country?
Yes, there is. Teenagers do not want to live traditional lives. They want to go out, have fun, and explore the world. They want to develop their own view of life. Parents usually try to discourage them, but they don't often succeed.
Parents usually give their children more freedom in my country.Sometimes they give them too much freedom.
It's almost impossible to get the right balance. If you are too strict, kids might ignore you. If you are too lenient, they might go wild.